Hi, this is John DeLancey, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello, and welcome to Altered Geek. I am your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me in this adventure into geekdom is...
And Joe and Mike.
For the first time in quite some time is...
Pecan Court Michael.
Yep.
I believe it's the first time on this show ever.
It might have been once, like, way back when.
I don't remember.
I've been around,
that.
Like, what, 10, 12 years?
Yes, you have.
At any point in time, I may have been.
I think you may have at one point.
I guess.
Yeah. We don't know.
Nobody looked it up. Let's just say this is my first time.
Be gentle.
So are we going to alter your geek tonight? No.
No. That requires more adulting than any of us has anything to do with at this point in time in the evening.
That's right. I was moved. Exactly 6 inches.
To the left.
It's horrible. Old jokes die hard.
Right. Exactly. Are you ready to start over?
No, they don't. No. This is usually how we have it you know.
So,
I mean.
I know. It's like old friends getting together and 10-year-old jokes come back.
What's sad is my kids are 10 and 7, or 9 and 7. He'll be 10 next month, or like in another month. But
happy birthday.
I've taught them some of the annoying songs of the internet. Badger.
He's taught them narwhals.
I haven't shown them narwhals because it's a little, it's a little off color in spots. But I've got.
What?
Yeah, no. Well, I don't need them running around. Yeah, I'm just going to kick you in your balls, you know.
and you know that that's the line they'd latch on to because that's the line he latched on
to. So there's another channel that they do Raining Tacos and some other songs, and so my kids find them.
Raining Tacos. It's funny, we'll be in the car and we'll be listening to my son's soundtrack, and it will vary wildly. Like, from we'll have some Alice Cooper, we'll have some Ozzy Osbourne, and then Raining Tacos. Like, what the hell am I listening to?
They were such a hit that the guy came up with, he changed it from like a 3-part thing, it's now a 9-part thing. And there's 6 already recorded in the Raining Tacos saga. It's called the Raining Tacos saga now, and he's got 3 more he's got to put together for that. Nice. I don't even know what he's got left.
you don't want that stuck in your head. It won't go away.
The kid was trying to pull up on Google Home one day. What is it? It's like Baby Shark, but Baby Monkey. And anyways, so we set it to the thing, and then it pulls up by the same person who does the Raining Tacos. It's Baby Monkey riding backwards on a pig. And so my kids they just laughed and like fell to the floor over it because it's so stupid.
You might have to sing this a little so I
can. Please do not.
Anyways. the purpose of this show is not goofy videos, but
not for us to reminisce about old times with, you know, badgers and
But it's about how with, you know, inflation and the cost of everything going up, I saw this report from Mercari, which is basically like a marketplace, kind of like eBay and marketplace, you know, Facebook marketplace, kind of a combination of things, but it's a secondhand market, very much like eBay. And they published this report saying, you know, the reuse report, family edition of how, you know, there's going to be this huge market for secondhand sales, especially, you know, kids and baby, and the 83% growth by like 2030 with like 12.8 billion. Yes.
Billion with a B.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's crazy, because that's pretty much what I do with my kids. Because...
I mean, isn't that what all of our parents did with us?
Yeah, my parents
really
worked for General Motors, and I pretty much got whatever I wanted for Christmas. I had the entire Ninja Turtle lineup when I was a kid. I had the entire like Batman Returns like set up. Like there wasn't something. I had the entire Star Trek set up. I mean, anything I wanted within 2 years, I had everything.
Wow. Okay, but like for clothing specifically.
Clothing. I mean, my kids grow out of stuff, so.
Strictly Oshkosh Bagosh.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're getting new underwear and socks in the 80s, normally my mom would have found sweaters or sweatshirts or whatever at either a resold, you know, like a secondhand store type of place versus going to, and yes, several times she did go to JCPenney and Sears and that kind of stuff, but. Like, I'm reading this, so there's going to be two links to these things, because I pulled up the second part of this, where it actually shows you all the graphs, and my brain just went, like, straggling down the street from all these numbers. I'm like, what in the Sam? Like, 27 billion electronics, $27.5 billion in used electronics. And I'm like, what? But yeah, I mean, I'm reading this thing where it says America's perception of shopping reuse is evolving. The nation of re-commerce is becoming more appealing than commerce, thanks to the public's increasing consciousness around sustainability and desire to spend responsibly. Okay, yes. In the 80s, our parents probably didn't spend responsibly all of the time, but... This whole secondhand thing isn't new. Just because the internet's been around since the 90s and now this is picking up on it, kind of like, yeah, but go ahead. Sorry.
So, I mean, for instance, for me, my mom never bought secondhand when I was a kid. I don't know if it was just didn't want to or just didn't care to, or I don't know. I didn't really get into the secondhand stuff until I was, I think, hanging out. I think it was my stepdad got me into secondhand stuff with, there was this comic shop that had old beat up Transformers. So we called it the Transformers shop.
Ah.
And we had to dig through bins of crap to put together the robots, and within our price range, of course, I think I parted out like a G2 Optimus Prime, a G1 Optimus Prime, a Soundwave, various other characters over the years. And so I had some exposure there. I had some exposure going to a flea market in Florida with my dad and my aunt. And I picked up a G2 Megatron tank for $2 because the guy didn't know what he had.
Yeah.
It was still in vehicle mode, and I looked at it, and I'm like, I know what that is.
And don't tell anybody.
He's like, $2.
It's a green tank with tiger stripes. Like, yes. Gone.
And I was so ecstatic over it, too. And then, like, I bought used Game Boys, used console games with my dad. Mm. So, like, I was kind of used to some of that, and then I kind of got more into the other stuff as... you know, just being married and broke, you're just like, eh, what can I get? and then having kids, of course, you know, you're like all my furniture other than like the fabric furniture or like my computer chairs, stuff like that, like desks, tables, dining room chairs, like those are all secondhand because they're so much cheaper.
Yeah. Furniture is expensive.
Yes, yes it is. I've had the same desk for the past decade and a half. Well, I'm not kidding, because
I remember that desk. That's right. Yes, I remember when you put it together.
Well,
that's funny.
Yes, absolutely.
No, I was going to say, go ahead, Steve. For instance, like my desk, I got it, I think, for like $200 or something, and that, I mean, I got a nice desk too, very modular, especially the second one. The first one was just a pain, but you can't barely sell furniture out here. like in Colorado, like nobody wants it. Like you have to put it almost borderline for free on Marketplace just to get rid of it.
Oh, yeah. And
now,
yeah.
Collectibles, on the other hand, if people know what they're worth, they skyrocket the price. Yeah. Once in a while, yeah. You'll find a gem, but
it's crazy. Well, I mean, if we're circling back toward kids and baby items, when my kids were little, right, we never bought anything from the store. We bought everything in at garage sales because everybody has kids that are growing out of their clothes. Mm-hmm. And it's really, you know, it's really easy to buy the, you know, and like you said, occasionally it's like, oh, hey, wait, this is all Carter's and Oshkosh, so it's worth $5 each. But you find the right place and you're going to pick up the Carter's and Oshkosh for 50 cents. You know, so our kids were little in the summer, both of them were babies in the summertime. So toward the end of the summer, you know, you have all these end of season garage sales, and we would just scoop up everything, all the stuff we needed for the kids. We'd buy it all for pennies on the dollar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when the kids are a year older, you know, oh, all this baby stuff has to go. And we cart it back out to the driveway and sell it to someone else for a quarter.
Yeah. And that's the same way my mom was, because out of the three of us, I'm the only one without kids. Thank God. I don't need mini versions of myself.
Thank God.
Yeah, I don't need mini versions of myself. I'm more than enough. Right. Thank you.
Breeding for you.
Exactly. When I was a kid in the 80s, it was the same thing. Like the only time I got like name brands, like I said a second ago, JCPenney, Sears, that kind of stuff, because back in the 80s, that was the Old Navy of whatever kind of thing. Mm. But that was like Christmas, birthdays, yada, Easter. Oh, God, Easter outfits. Don't even get me started. But, you know, those were the times. Like Christmas and my birthday were the times that I got new clothes from the store. Every other time is exactly what you're talking. And I'm not just talking about I'm talking about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old, those ages. Right. My mom was always buying from garage. We went around to like a million different garage sales in Massachusetts as a kid. So yeah, I mean, it's always been this way, except now the industry of this is now grown to the point where apparently by 2030, it's going to be over like 50 billion, fajillion Dr. Evil numbers of value or whatever.
Right. Wow. When I was really little, like when it was my family buying clothes for me, you know, we were really poor. So my mom bought everything from the secondhand store, and that included like back to school clothes. So I'm heading into, you know, school on the first day with a t-shirt that said Disco Fever. And it had big sparkly, 70s. Exactly. It was like late 70s. So it was sparkly disco ball letters that had all been rubbed off over the years, right? So this is already an old shirt.
Yep.
And you know, at the time, I was so proud of that shirt, and everybody made fun of me. It was really terrible. So at the time, it was like, oh, man, I was not terribly proud of owning all hand-me-down clothes. But that's what we got. You know, it's like either people gave us clothes or, you know, worst-case scenario, she went to the Goodwill store and had to pay a quarter for, you know, a T-shirt or something.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, with our kids, when Easter rolls around, when Christmas rolls around, of course we're going to go to Carter's or Oshkosh and buy them an outfit or matching outfits. Or, God forbid, in some cases, we all had matching outfits. this is really – it's like how all out are we going to go for this Easter photo with the whole family? It's like, no, we're all matched. We're all going to wear the same color, you know, and yeah, it gets out there. But for the most part, a lot of secondhand stuff. It's just easier to buy. When the kids are older, now suddenly, you know, they're starting to play in the mud and things that toddlers don't do. Mm-hmm. You know, baby clothes, you know, they may get a little spit up on them, but you can wash that out. 10-year-olds, right? Oh, they're going to tear up the knees. They're going to, you know, they're going to get ridiculous food stains all over them. And it's harder to get secondhand clothes. Exactly. Yeah. It's harder to get nice clothes for, you know, at the secondhand shop for older kids. But for babies, no, you scoop those up. Really nice stuff for pennies on the dollar at the garage sales. There is a place near us, and I may have mentioned it earlier, maybe before, but it was called Once Upon a Child.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible name.
Yes.
Terrible name. But occasionally we would take our stuff in there and say, hey, you want to buy this stuff? You know, and they would look through it and tell you, yeah, we like this. We like this. We're not going to buy this. We're not going to buy this.
Yeah.
And they would give you a dollar value for what they wanted to keep. And you know, at the time, it's like it's either going to go in a garage sale or I'm going to throw it away. So you take what you want and give me a check.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Throw me a couple bucks and I'll be happy. But we never buy stuff there because
they wanted
almost full price for this stuff that they just bought for me for a buck.
So
which again is half a buck more than I would have gotten at the garage sale that I would have sold it at, right?
Yeah, exactly. So basically what he's talking about here is like, you know, we can equate this to the geekdom. You know, you find this G1, this Beast Wars, this Beast Machine, and you go into whatever store you want to see. You know, you have, like, let's just say, for example, Steve comes here to Indiana, and he and I go to Michael's house, and we start pilfering through Michael's basement and his entire collection. We'll take this, this, and this, and this, and this to the secondhand store, and they'll give us maybe $75, they'll turn around and sell each figure for $1,000 a piece.
Maybe yeah. 100 each, one, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, but I'm saying that's my whole point. Like, Once Upon a Child, you never wanted to buy there. You always wanted to sit. Like, I've known people with kids over the years, besides you guys. I've known other friends over the years that have had, you know, kids and whatever. And my friend Ashley from a long, long time ago, when she first had her first son, she was always in there. Every time he would grow out of stuff, she would just save a big giant tote of his clothes that he grew out of, right, and she would take it in there. She'd get like $200 for like age 4 through age 8. And by age 9, he had the whatever current clothes that she had him in, whatever else. But she'd go in there and whole entire bin, whatever they were going to, you know, buy off you. It ended up being like $200 at the same time. But then again, they turn around and sell it for basically new prices. And it's like, nope.
Right.
Once Upon a Child is an institution that no one ever wants to really buy from.
So like a lot of.
No, but like I said, it's
good. Yeah, I mean, it's great to be able to, you know, dump off stuff that you're never going to use again. Just to try and not only offload it, but get a little cash. Because, I mean, back before Marketplace and some of these online avenues like Mercari and things like that, we used to have to rely on things like Craigslist or, you know, having a yard sale. And I don't know if you've gone to a yard sale recently. But
have you ever hosted a yard sale?
Before I moved from Michigan, I hosted many of them, and it's horrible. I will say some of them that I held, I did make close to a grand. Dumping off stuff, but I had a lot more that still had to go to Goodwill.
Right. We would always sell tables of stuff and make a grand, right? But and it's weird because you're making $1,000 a dollar at a time. So it's like we're throwing a lot of stuff out. But at the same time, when we get done, whatever's left, we're throwing in the trunk and taking it to Goodwill.
Yeah.
And then Goodwill will take it off our hands and hand us a form that we can use as a tax write-off.
Yep.
So yeah, we always take the maximum for donated items every year on our taxes.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten fortunate going to various we have flea markets around here, but they're usually just people's junk. And I mean, that is
junk
nicely as I can say it, because it usually is totally garbage. Once in a while, you'll find a decent item. Like I happened to go to one and they had actual Transformer figures and they were very low priced. And I was like, holy crap. I'm like, I know what these go for on eBay.
Can I buy you out?
The only one that they had.
Have you tried to sell something on eBay lately?
It sucks too. Because they
it sucks. All the, I know. All it's
the,
like
the funds out of it.
Well, the funds, meaning like 10%?
Yeah, between that and just it sometimes can take forever to get it sold.
Oh my gosh. No, I forgot what it was. I sold something maybe a year ago. And when I saw that it was a 10% cut that they wanted, and that was like 50 mm-hmm. bucks they took out of it. And I was like, oh my God, you know, this is ridiculous. I thought that by going through eBay, I'd be taking this relatively big ticket item and opening it up to the biggest audience. Right. And it did, but at the same time, they wanted a ridiculous share out of it. And back in the day, it was what, like 1.5% or something?
Well, yeah, I mean, 2006, 2007, 2008 to 2010 compared to now in 2022.
They don't even let you use PayPal anymore.
Oh, really? But they bought PayPal. No, they
split.
Yeah.
That's like part of the system.
I didn't know. Pay with PayPal, but you cannot sell with PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to have it connected to a bank account.
Oh, interesting.
To get your funds. And they deposit it when they feel like it.
Wow. that's insane.
You can set dates, but it's...
I hate that.
You have to have it connected to your bank, which is kind of sketchy. And
I've had some luck with Facebook Marketplace.
I've had a lot more luck on there, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I feel weird having people come to my house to pick stuff up, but it's like I had a couple computer monitors and the guy showed up and said, oh, hey, you know, here's $200. Here, take this monitor. And he drove off with it. You know, it's like you can sell stuff and people will just come and get it and hand you cash. And it seems really convenient, but at the same time, kind of scary.
See, that's not my experience with Marketplace. Yes, it's easy to sell on there and everything else, but when you have, like, say you're selling a Optimal Optimus, and I go and I say, hey, I'm interested in this item, how much do you know, blah, 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 oh, it's this much, here you go, here's the PayPal, come pick it up later. You know, I've never used cash with Marketplace. It's always been...
I've done cash because if you report it sold on Marketplace, you have to pay taxes on it at the end of the year.
Wow. I've never had to hit sold before. It's always asked me, hey, did you sell it? And I say, no.
It's like, well, technically I didn't. But the other thing is if you use, PayPal through Facebook, it's difficult to remove it because with all their data breaches, I just don't trust them. So I use a lot of people do Venmo.
Exactly.
Venmo,
Zelle. Zelle goes through Chase. We have Zelle.
And Venmo is run by PayPal. It's just a personalized version.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have PayPal. We have Zelle. We have Venmo. You know, but I like just hand me the
cash better. But,
get out of here.
But yeah, I mean, it's, I can see why the market is getting bigger in this department anyway, just because between clothing, you know, household items, between, you know, just with the cost of everything going up. And then I don't know about you.
Inflation. The inflation's been ridiculous lately. I mean, the cost of a loaf of bread has gone up $1 in the last 6 months. It's crazy how much milk costs. Oh. Eggs. Eggs used to cost $2 for a grade A dozen at the grocery store.
Yeah, we used to buy five dozen at Sam's Club and for about $9, and it's like 17 now.
And, you know, when you have little kids like that, diapers are hard enough to do, but they grow a lot, like really fast. And you're constantly buying them new clothes. And if you go to the store, even if you go to Target, you're still paying, you know, $5-$10 for an outfit. So if you can pick up outfits for 10% of what they cost at Target, do it. You know, that's the way to go. Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
I rarely even buy new clothes for myself just because, one, I don't outgrow it. It usually wears out before, which is when my wife makes me get new clothes.
Right. When my underwear literally stands up on its own and tries to walk out the door, that's time to buy new underwear. And otherwise,
okay, Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
I can see daylight through these undies.
Yep.
I guess I need new ones.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you tried to buy anything during the whole lockdown. like appliances wise, it's still difficult to get appliances.
Oh my gosh, we didn't leave the house during lockdown.
For the most part, but in
months, few
we
seasons.
Sold a house during COVID and bought a new one. Because the area was just terrible and we needed out, and the people that bought our house in the one city needed a washer and dryer because they literally had the only things that they actually owned were in their car. And they were like, we want the washer and dryer, I guess, because they did research on it and we didn't, because you couldn't get one. So we went 4 months without a washer and dryer after we bought our new house.
And, oh, no.
Because you just couldn't get one. And we still didn't get the right color. And actually, I know a number of people that have had, you know, whether they bought a boat or whether they bought, you know, household appliances, like, a, you know, somebody's like, you know, pray that your refrigerator doesn't die because you ain't getting one. And we did get a washer and dryer. And then we had a deep freezer go out. And thankfully, the store that we bought it from only had 4 left. And my wife was like number 3 in line and got one of them. Because like it was, it was so bad. It had ice chunks coming out the back.
Yeah,
it was bad.
I don't.
But yeah, no, I mean it's just it's so difficult to get things just from not only a quality standpoint or a
the supply chain because just completely fell apart
so
over COVID
now that it you kind of just have to either hold on to stuff or find it used. To make it worth, you know, and half the time you're still paying probably what it would cost 5 years ago to get something new.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think we had to buy any big ticket items so over that period of time. I mean, and I was working from home. I still work from home over COVID, but we never left the house. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's the same thing with Karen and I. We moved right before everything hit, and you know it is what it is, but it's one of those things where it's just crazy because in the before times you could actually get stuff for a decent price, and while there have always been supply issues and things like that in the past, it's never been like it is now.
It turned into a fun expedition looking at Transformers in the store during COVID when we were coming out of the lockdowns because,
really?
Because it was like January last year. And I was looking because I knew the Kingdom figures were coming out, you know, like Megatron, you know, Black Arachnia, Cheetor, and Primal, I think, were out. And, it was funny because when I'd get, because I'm on AllSparks Discord and their forums and everything, and I kind of keep up with everything of when it's coming out. But I ended up getting a few of them from BBTS, and then some of them, like, I had to call, like, I kind of live centrally to like 5 Targets and 3 Walmarts. So I was like, do you have this? Do you have this? And I would call them up, give them the DCPI number after I figured out what that was. And it was like literally hunting to see if I could find it before BBTS would actually get it in, which was like usually 2 to 3 months after everybody didn't have it anymore or did have it at one point.
Exactly.
I tend to luck out because the randomness of these stores locally, but just the amount that was not there or the empty shelves in general on anything was just kind of insane.
Yeah. No, the grocery store shelves were,
it started with toilet paper.
And I remember trying to find toilet paper. I remember when the toilet paper came back. people were like freaking out. Toilet paper came back and then disinfectant wipes came back. And people were just going nuts over them. I mean, we shop at Costco and Sam's Club. And I forget which one. One of them ended up getting disinfectant wipes in stock, and they had an entire aisle full, and there was a line all the way out the door to get them, and we sat in that line to get them.
I lucked out before all the lockdown. We buy our TP in bulk. I actually Costco was getting it at Sam's Club or Home Depot,
Oh, yeah, Home Depot.
Well, it's the same brand.
Wow. All right.
The 96 roll for like $40.
No. Yeah. Oh, $40. Oh my God. No,
you're overpriced. No, I wasn't overpriced at the one time. I was getting them for like $25 for 96 rolls, you know, the, but
yes. Yeah.
It was anywhere between 25 and like 40, just depending on.
But at the time where it's worth its weight in gold. Yeah, when it was worth
its weight in gold,
I know what I got here,
enough to get us through, but I didn't want to chance it. So I ordered from a, it was like HD Supply Pro or something, and it's like a business supplier. I signed up for a business account and ordered the same case, and I think it cost me like $55, but I had to wait like 3 weeks to get it, and I was like, I'm good.
Jeez.
I'm like, it'll show up when it shows up.
How much do you have to wipe your butt to run out of 96 rolls? That's a 6 month supply.
But it was funny because people were being sarcastic with it on Marketplace. You know, we'll trade for this. We'll trade for, and I was like, I stacked ours up in the basement, took a picture. Yeah. I was like, we'll trade for yacht.
That's right.
But you gotta, you know, you say that, Michael, but you got to think 96 rolls times four people in a family. That doesn't last. No, not when your 6 year old's
dumping it. No,
you know what? I have,
like it's, you know.
No, it's not gold to them. I have four people in my family, and my wife mummifies her hand. All right, you know, it's like you can't just have one slice or one sheet. You know, maybe two folded over. No, this is like Tutankhamen here. You use way too much toilet paper, Lee. You gotta calm that shit down. You know how expensive that is now?
Reminds me.
I use one sheet and I use both sides. That's a joke. I'm just kidding.
I know. And there's people out there trying to imagine it now.
I'm like, does he fold it first? Does he just turn it over? What happens to the first side when he turns it over? Does that go in his hand? I was seriously contemplating buying a bidet.
Here, would you like a chocolate-covered pretzel?
There's a, you know, I just read this recently. There's an X-Men character whose name is Soft Serve. And her mutant power is that she poops
That's
ice cream.
Hilarious.
It is hilarious. Oh,
God.
It's funny. It's funny. I thought it was funny. And it was supposed to be like. Well, that's some premium soft serve there. Mm-mm. What was that commercial? It was some type of toilet accessory or something. But as the mascot, they had a unicorn that pooped ice cream. It's probably on YouTube somewhere. You got to look this up. It's hilarious.
Was it like the Nyan
cat? Unicorn that pooped ice cream? Was it like the Nyan cat?
Yeah. No, not the Nyan cat. It's it was like a pedestal that sat in front of your toilet so that you could put your feet on it so that your knees were hiked up while you pooped. And as a visual aid, instead of watching a guy poop, you know, there was a unicorn and it was like a Muppet almost. And the Muppet was pooping ice cream. And the funny thing is the narrator like picks up this ice cream cone and goes and slurps it up and he's like, that's good poo. It's so awful.
That's terrible.
Kermit. Where's Kermit when we really need him?
Oh no, I found it. Hold on, I'm gonna send you the link. I know, it's funny. This is
it's
the Squatty Potty. That's what it was called.
Oh God! And
you have to see this. How have you not seen this?
Because I don't watch baby stuff.
It's not baby stuff. It's an actual item. It's an actual. Yes. It's an actual, you know, thing that you would.
Who
get.
The hell uses Bing as a search engine? Points.
I don't know. I want points. Damn it.
I want points. Oh, God.
I almost said I want poops because I'm looking at the Squatty Potty, but I want ice cream coming out of a unicorn butt. Are you watching it? It's hilarious. It is the funniest commercial. He's like, that's good poop.
And is it first funny. Thing.
Well,
the unicorn's adorable. I mean, it looks like a Muppet.
The first thing that shows up on the top bar of suggestions is unicorn poop recipe slime.
I said commercial for potty pedestal unicorn poop, and that popped up first. I was like, this is awesome.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's the most horrible thing. And there's not just one commercial. There's several. But
my kids would be laughing hysterically at this.
Oh, dear. Oh, it's totally PG. I can watch it.
Be laughing about it, though.
I'm going to have to text this to my kids right now. They've probably seen it. How have you not seen this? I think it was all over YouTube there for a while.
So while you guys are talking about
getting down that rat hole, sorry,
poo machines, I'm over on the Marvel database looking up soft serve.
Okay.
And she is not the only ice cream powered mutant, apparently.
Mm-hmm. But the only one that poops.
Okay, so. Yes, but
she has an internal portal to the plane of fudge.
I just, dude, you're ruining ice cream. This whole, no. That's one way I'm going to lose weight in the next 10 years is never eating ice cream ever again after this.
Oh, man. So, if you just envision this unicorn every time you have a nice ice cream cone.
See, folks, this is why, even though Steve wants to keep his show PG, this is why I use the explicit tag, because of the innuendo. Don't.
Sorry.
So
this is why we can't have nice things.
No, it's not. It's not that. It's not gone that far yet.
My family motto. This is why we can't have nice things, kids.
So apparently, like I said, soft serve is not the only mutant with ice cream related powers. The other being the assassin Eyescream, EYE-Scream. Who can turn himself into any flavor of ice cream, according to Bob Quinn. There is no relation between the two, but soft serve is a big fan of ice cream.
She's a big fan of a villain? That doesn't make sense. That's not very X-manly.
It says he's an assassin. It doesn't say he's a villain.
Oh, well, I mean, technically Wolverine's an assassin, right?
Exactly.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
He's a hero, sort of.
Character that's ice cream, and he can turn himself into ice cream.
Uh-huh. Does he turn his eyes into ice cream? Is it like eye lasers, except it's creamy soft serve lasers? Not lasers.
He was.
This doesn't make any sense.
By a villain called Obnoxio, which is a clown.
Oh God!
Nice.
Okay. Again, according to, and again, I will have to throw this. I will have to throw these Marvel database links in the show notes. But according to his history,
throw the unicorn poop link into the show notes.
No,
everyone has to see this.
No, maybe I don't know.
I'm going to text it to everyone right now.
Yes. Eyescream was a mutant who felt ridiculous due to the X-Men's fantastic abilities. He heard of their danger room through the mutant community and intended to destroy them. He tried to infiltrate Xavier's school for the gifted youngsters on the same day as the birthday party for Professor Xavier. Professor Xavier was organizing for Kitty Pride. So he's not technically, like, it doesn't say he's part of the Brotherhood of Mutants or anything like that.
I know,
he's a criminal.
I love the Gambit photo was a, sitting there next to him.
Yep.
Got his fists up in the air.
Yeah.
And his bottom half is a puddle of ice cream.
Yep. His bottom half is a puddle of chocolate ice cream. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like a Sandman ripoff, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, Gambit was a criminal, but he's part of the X-Men. So, yeah, I mean, it does not say anything specific to him being an actual villain.
All right. Fair enough.
So.
You can't actually buy ice cream at the Once Upon a Child, but
you know, why would you want to?
I don't know how we got down this rat hole.
So the Mercari report. What else do we want to say about this thing?
Well,
Steve?
I think it's just interesting that they're coming out with these figures for, you know, the fact that they can see people doing more secondhand purchasing when it's apparently been prevalent for all mankind in all time.
It's a long time.
It's more of a
but now
a focal
it's
point
not
because people can't afford new stuff.
Yeah. But there are actual stores that do it now. It's not like, oh, it's a garage sale. It's not like a flea market. Yeah. It's a store that sells secondhand children's items.
Yes.
And occasionally you hear stories about, I went to Once Upon a Child and found a Minton Box Jetfire. I hate these people. Mm-hmm. You just hate them.
So which one of these people do you now hate? And when, I swear...
I was supposed to say, it's not you. I know you.
No, it's not me because I don't. No.
I've heard this before. It's like, oh, yeah, I got a Minton Box Jetfire at the Goodwill. Or, of course, one of you two, I forget, had the found the Minton Box Tyco Transformers train.
No, that was Gary. He found it at BotCon or TFK. Yeah, that was Optimus Scourge. That was years ago. He's been gone a long time now.
That's terrible. I can't hate a dead guy.
No. No, you can't hate a dead guy.
That's terrible. I remember him now. Oh,
yeah,
man.
He found it at – he either had it or bought it at a TFCon and brought it home and set it up. And there's videos on his old YouTube channel of it and everything else. Mm. But, yeah, it was – yeah, that was Gary that had the Tyco –
I'm pretty sure I heard a story of somebody who found one at a Goodwill store, so I'm going to go with that. It was not the guy that died. I wouldn't hate him. That's terrible. There you
go. Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah. And I swear to God, anyone mentions a secondhand store again, I'm going to throw Raspberry Beret into this podcast because that's all I can think of is...
The kind you find in the secondhand store?
Is that yes.
Yes. Oh, one of those. All right.
Yeah. That's all I can think of. Right. I even pulled up the damn lyrics to make sure I was right.
That's awesome. I love Prince. He went before his time.
Yes, he did.
So,
did we miss anything with this, Steve? Okay.
I fear of where we might go if we let this drag on too long.
Well, in this episode, then there's the next episode with Twitter and fans and critics and all that other stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Close it out, Mike.
You guys have fans?
No. Okay. He wants me to close the show out of his pod. Okay. So this has been Altered Geek. You can find us on Twitter at Altered Geek. You can also follow the network at Geekcast Radio. I am at TFGO and Mike. Steve, what is your Twitter?
At SCP21.
Michael, what is yours?
Pecan CT Michael.
Join us next time and get altered and get geeky with us here on Altered Geek.